Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17:30 hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Ellen Rohr. Ellen is a force, ladies and gentlemen. She's not just a person. She's a force. So do not unbuckle your seatbelts. We're always in for a bumpy ride when Ellen joins us. We always learn something. And she, as you know, is she's a columnist for Huffington Post and other publications, a business consultant extraordinaire, helping people learn how to manage their business, especially finding out where the money went. That's one of her books, Where Did the Money Go? She learned that lesson, like I did, by messing up a whole lot. Right, Ellen?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought I would be darling as a small business owner, and then I got
well,
my butt
handed to me. Well, we're so smart, right?
Yep. And, you know, I got smart through the help of great mentors, which is what's so wonderful about your show and the brain trust. And, when we're honor bound, right? Because people
right.
have helped us. Now we have to help
others.
That's exactly right.
It's just all about giving it back and maybe paying it forward a little bit. You hope we can do a little bit of that, too. So, all right, let's keep talking about the things you've learned about scaling a business, about growing a business. And one of the big things is making sure that when you get good people that you can keep them, right?
Yes. In fact, the idea of scalable means that you can – it's so simple. Business is so simple that you can grow calls, the right number of calls from the right people, and that you can grow the people you need to help them deliver on your promises, deliver the goods and services. So growing calls, and we call it grow calls, grow tech. But our top projects are full of ideas for how we can help expand the number of reaches into our company and the people who can deliver them. But what happened along the way that was really interesting is the idea of franchising really obsessed me, because I knew it was a way for owners, business owners, to solve some of the headaches, you know, to have those manuals written, the systems,
right,
the support,
right,
the love, the branding, the marketing, have those systems ready to go. That's a reason.
I call it entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines.
Yeah, because that's 80% of it. And the other 20% are those challenges, problems, fun stuff.
Why? They don't have to make the mistakes that you've already made.
Yes.
Let them make their own mistakes.
Yeah, and work on bigger problems, not like, how do I restock the truck? You know, that's dialed in. Let's just do that.
Right.
And so the procedures, you know, we're working on the procedures and we're working on the branding. And then the coolest thing happened for every one of us. There's four partners in the franchisee. And for every one of us, our overarching motivation is our team. What happens is you take responsibility for helping people get good. We don't look for skilled people. We look for willing and capable people. That's all. And then we take 100% responsibility for training those people with our systems, right? And so what happens is when you hire someone who's nice, that's the Nordstrom way, hire a nice person, and then regardless of their diverse personality, as long as they're willing and basically capable, our promise is we'll do everything we can to help you get good, to
mm-hmm.
learn the skills you need to be successful in your job. Now, I'm going to cry talking about it, because what happens is when people on your watch get better, you fall in love with them in the process. You go on the ride-along. You learn about their hopes and dreams. You ask them what they want to be when they grow up, and you love them. And so when you grow a company, you better – this is what will happen. You got to expand, or they're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go. You grow them, they're going to go. They're going to go start their own business.
If you got good people, they're going to keep wanting to seek excellence in their life. And this is one of the big mistakes I think I see small business owners make, is they don't realize that if you've got a sharp person, if you've got a really compelling individual here, mm-hmm. they're not coming to work for you just to get a paycheck, they're interested in being excellent in their assignment. And yeah. they want to grow, they want to learn, and I call them entrepreneurial employees because they want to take risks with your capital.
We teach them how to run a business.
But if you don't challenge them on many levels, they'll go somewhere else.
Right. And so a good game is what this is all about. And when you grow your company and you communicate that through your vision and your mission, why we do what we do is to demonstrate how great business can be for everybody. And the idea is that then we developed a model where it's a hub and spoke model. And that's why we have two locations in Philadelphia, because we spun off one of our field supervisors who now has his own crew at his own shop. How cool is that? So instead of him going home and telling his wife, you know what, we could do this on our own, which is probably going to be heartbreaking. It's hard to do that without the love and support in the system. I mean, you always can. It's the right you have. But what if we created an alternative, a way for these guys to stick with us and grow the company and have an entrepreneurial experience within the organization?
There you go. Make them entrepreneurial employees. But remember, they're going to want to take risks with your capital. And when they make mistakes, take an initiative, you have to be prepared to say, what did we learn?
And you're going to make mistakes. Let them make mistakes. What I'm learning, Jim, is they'll fix everything. You get your team involved in a good game. Give them a reason. Lay out the rules. Give them some rights. They get to make a decision. They won't get thrown under the bus when they do. And then give them a reward. If they win, there's consequences.
Ellen, I need your website, please.
Oh, okay. EllenRoar.com. That's a good way to get a hold of me.
R-O-H-R. Ladies and gentlemen, her last name. When we come back, we're going to talk about the dark side of the holidays for...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.